All right. Greetings, everybody. My name is Mookie from The Independent, 88.5 FM. Today, it's an 88.5 live session on site at the new Amoeba location in Hollywood with Courtney Barnett. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
It's amazing to have you. I feel like it's something that you definitely have to do while you're in Los Angeles is visit Amoeba.
Mm-hmm.
And how about this new retail space? They just opened up after the pandemic.
It's gorgeous. It really is. I want to buy everything.
I know you do. yeah, it's product all over the place. Just like the last location, it looks like they've been here for about 15 years, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully after this, you can walk around the aisles and maybe pick some stuff out.
Yeah.
Very exciting to get you right now. There's a new record coming. And we've been playing Ray Street and Write a List of Things to Look Forward to on the radio. And we've been getting some amazing feedback from our listeners. We're big fans of Courtney B. is that something that I just made up or do people call you Courtney B?
I've a lot of like CB, but maybe not Courtney B. But now, I mean, whatever. It all works.
I feel like I just made that up. So you've got a show coming up at Pappy and Harriet's out in the desert while you're in town. And you've played that venue before?
Yeah.
Fond memories of hanging out in the desert?
Yeah, I love playing Pappy and Harriet's. And it actually starts our tour, which is which makes it kind of a bit more special. I've played the indoor stage a couple times, but never the outdoor under the stars, which is what we're doing. So I'm excited.
Now, you've been living out in the desert for a period of time. Is that just to sort of get away from the city life or, you know, to find some creative energy or just sort of is it the calm before the storm for you then? Just
maybe a bit of that. Yeah, I've always loved it out there. So I just thought I'd take the opportunity before the tour starts. And yeah, I've been just doing a bit of artwork and gardening and it's lovely.
Now that the record's done, I guess you have more free time to do some of that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the new stuff. Of course, there's going to be two proper gigs at the theater at Ace Hotel coming up real soon. Two shows with Barty Strange.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to that as well. A beautiful, ornate theater over there at the Ace Hotel, downtown LA. But you've been to Amoeba before, the old location. You've done a couple What's in My Bag segments. Including, I think the one that was most recent was with Kurt Vile.
Yes.
There's a song that you guys put out, Continental Breakfast, which we still play on the radio.
Oh, nice.
And we'll probably always play on the radio. But I love that segment because you two were sort of swapping records. Like, here, Kurt, this is a song. This is a record that meant so much to me growing up. And you said that growing up, I guess, in your formative years, jazz music was really prevalent. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess my dad listened to a lot of jazz and blues as well. So I kind of grew up with that.
Right. So take us through different points in your life. You know, like I know what my parents exposed me to growing up. It was a lot of classic rock and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And then when I hit high school, it was like, you know, I didn't have any older siblings to sort of show me what was cool. So yeah. I didn't get to really understand Depeche Mode or The Cure or something like that until later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take us through some of these benchmark sort of, phases of life where you sort of were introduced to some of your favorites?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have an older brother and he showed me a lot of music. So it was kind of, yeah, I guess our parents didn't listen to any like kind of classic. I think there was like an ABBA record in their collection, which I loved, but the rest of it was like jazz and classical and no like hidden Beatles or Led Zeppelin or whatever like people normally discover from their parents. But my brother, yeah, and we didn't really have like much access to music. We still didn't have a CD player. Our neighbors made us like mixtapes. So we discovered a lot of our music through our neighbors, and it was kind of like Nirvana and Jimi Hendrix and No Doubt and Janet Jackson and Beastie Boys. And yeah, so it was, you know, a good mix of stuff, but quite small.
Were there bands throughout the years that you just did the deep dive on? Like you bought all the records, you got all the books, you did all the research because you were fascinated by an era or a particular time or band?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Nirvana when I was a kid, and just that obsessive, that deep dive. But probably, I mean, I just was so obsessed with music as a kid. I kind of wanted to know everything I could, you know, and try to understand as much as I could. And I had posters all over my wall, and I loved it.
What compelled you to pick up the guitar for the first time?
I think my brother and his friends started to play, like, make a band. And it just seemed so fun. I think I was always drawn. We didn't have any instruments growing up, but whenever I, like, went to a family friend's house who had a piano or a guitar, I'd spend my whole night trying to pretend to play it. I think it just, something about it I found interesting and exciting, and the fact that you could make something out of nothing. It just seemed interesting to me.
Has hip hop ever been a part of your sort of upbringing? Because I tell people you are one of the more talented lyricists that we've heard in quite some time. And I point to sometimes, you know, some of the greats in the hip hop world, just the cleverness of song crafting.
Yeah, I think probably a lot more in recent years than earlier. I guess no one really introduced like that way. My brother kind of like showed a lot of music to me. I mean, I loved De La Soul when I was kind of in my late teens, early 20s. It's probably one of my favorites. But yeah, probably in more recent years, I've probably discovered a whole lot more than before.
I only know the classic hip hop stuff. Like whatever's going on right now, I have no idea. It makes me seem old, but I guess I wear it as a badge of honor to be able to know the hip hop greats of the past. New record coming out real soon. Things take time. I wanted to ask you just sort of the headspace that you've been in. It's been said about the specifically the song Write a List of Things to Look Forward To, that maybe you found not necessarily a new lease on life, but a greater respect for the friendships that you have.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you've embraced the attitude of gratitude lately. Is that the common theme with all the new music?
It's probably, yeah, I think it definitely feels like that's a bit of a running theme throughout the album without me really even noticing, as I was writing it. But I think a lot of my songs kind of start out as like letters to a friend or a person or, like a kind of conversation. Yeah, I was just thinking yesterday when, like, you know, everyone, I love how everyone interprets music in different ways, and just like speaking to a lot of people the last few days about my songs. I think that there's always a you in my songs. You know, I'm always talking to someone, and I think maybe sometimes people think it's like a one person, but it's so many people. It's like friends, lovers, family, me. It's probably the you is probably me, the you is the listener. It's like right. It just constantly changing.
Your website is quite innovative. It's CourtneyBarnett.live, and I don't know who came up with the concept. You know, generally websites are living, breathing things, but your website takes it to the next level. There's a lot of fan engagement, and you encourage your fans to sort of upload their own Courtney Barnett content. Is that right? So I'm sure this interview will be up on the website eventually.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's just an amazing concept. Who came up with that idea? It's basically a timeline of Courtney B. You wear your music on your sleeve because it's all up there on the internet. You know, you've got live performances and all sorts of things. It's very cool.
Yeah, I guess it's like an archive or like, you know, kind of like a document of all those things. And it's like, it is really incredible to look back on, and you know, it's like sometimes it's just so easy to forget like all the fun and like special things that we do in life. So it's nice, and I can't remember. I think my manager kind of, we talked about it, and my mom would always keep like a spreadsheet of all my gigs that I've done over the years, which is, I just think it's so sweet. And she, like, there's a little comment section. Like if I wrote her a letter about a show, she would like put my comment in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was, you know, it was kind of taking that idea and then like, things like the Neil Young archive and I forget, we had some other kind of, I mean, lots of people have done it, you know, but it just seemed like a really nice way to like collate everything, document everything and have it all in one kind of, it's like a big scrapbook, you know, a virtual scrapbook.
No, it really is. It's CourtneyBarnett.live and pretty sure there might be some merch up on there and maybe some vinyl once the record is released. And I've been telling people, you know, if you can't buy a ticket to a show, get the merch, get the t-shirts, get the vinyl. A little bit goes a long way when supporting your favorite independent artists.
That's true.
We know that you take so much time putting together some of these songs. So to be able to, you know, to have to strip down the layers of production and perform acoustically for us today in Amoeba, it's amazing. You are beloved around these parts, and hopefully we could make it a normal thing that every time you sweep through Southern California, we could do it all over again.
Oh yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Courtney Barnett, we appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Nobody knows why we keep trying, why we keep trying, and so on it goes. I'm looking forward to the next letter that I'm gonna get from you. A baby is born as a man lay dying, as a man lay dying, and so on it goes. I'm looking forward to the next letter that I'm gonna get from you. Beside me, watch the world burn. We'll never learn, we don't deserve nice things. And we'll scream self-righteously. We did our best, but what does that really mean? I'm walking around, walking around with my head down, and I'm pushing away, yeah, I'm pushing away, pushing away. Before you gotta go, 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 I wanted you to know, no, no, no. You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. If something were to happen, my dear, I wouldn't want the last words you hear to be unkind. To be unkind. We got angry, said some careless things. Who was wrong remains unclear. Pride like poison, always keeping score. You don't have to slam the door. Before you gotta go, 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 I wanted you to know, no, no, no. You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. If something were to happen, my dear, I wouldn't want the last words you hear to be unkind. To be unkind. Don't you know I'm not your enemy? Maybe let's cut out caffeine. Tomorrow's too late to reminisce. Call me when you get this. Before you gotta go, 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 I wanted you to know, no, no, no. You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. If something were to happen, my dear, I wouldn't want the last words you hear to be unkind. To be unkind. Money down the drain. Funny how things change. You got to get away. Yeah, I know, and I don't blame. Slow. I drag a chair over to the window and I watch what's going on. The garbage truck tiptoes along the road. Light a candle for the suffering. Send my best wishes with the wind. All out. Candles, hopes, and prayers. Though well-meaning, they don't mean a thing unless we see some change. I might change my sheets today. Well, time is money, and money is no man's friend. And all pavement, I'm not gonna touch ya. Don't worry so much about it. The day begins to shine. The parent teaches the child how to ride the bike, wobbles side to side. Two dogs entangle, everybody smiles. The pair across the street, one's up the ladder and one's on their knees, painting the faded brick. What's the point? It looks fine from up here. Well, time is money, and money is no man's friend. Touch ya, don't worry so much about it. I'm just waiting for the day to become night. Next door, the kids run amok. The mother screams, don't you ever shut up. And there's one thing I know. The sun will rise today and tomorrow. We got a long, long way to go. Well, time is money, and money is no man's friend. And all eyes on the pavement, I'm not gonna touch ya. Don't worry so much about it. I'm just waiting for the day to become night. And I shine those shoes and mow those lawns. Let's get back to normal. Lay it all on the table. You seem so stable, but you're just hanging on. Let go that expectation, change the station and find out what you want. Reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I'll be the wind, the rain and the darkness, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has seen your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind. Well, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hand, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe that you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, well, let me be your eyes, a hand in the darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has seen your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind. Oh, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hand, 'cause I see you. I'll be your mirror, I'll be your mirror, I'll be your mirror, I'll be your mirror, reflect what you are, and I'll be your mirror, reflect what you are, and I'll be your mirror, reflect what you are, I'll be your mirror. Reflect what you are, and I'll be your mirror. Reflect what you are.